Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, how are you?
We're good. Even better, actually, having read about you on various websites today. Did you know that there's such a thing as the Armitage Army?
I did know. I haven't plucked up the courage to surf and look myself, but yeah, I know of their existence.
You've got to have a look. It's a growing list of people who worship the god that is Richard Armitage. They're having a laugh, are they?
Yeah, I think they probably are having a laugh.
Well, I've got to say, loads of women are members there, ages ranging from the 20s to the 40s. Be honest, how do you cope with the adoration?
I'm incredibly flattered by it, but I'm just happy that such a wide group of people have enjoyed a piece of good television. That's the bottom line.
What does your family make of this sex symbol image, though?
I think they are very down to earth about it, and they take it in the stride. My mum's quite amused by it, I think.
Do your mates take the mick?
Yeah, a bit.
Because actually, when I was reading through some of the bits and bobs, asked what their favourite scene ever involving you was, they all mentioned the train station scene in North and South. Now, for those of us who, or for many people who don't know what they're on about, would you like to enlighten us?
The train station scene, it kind of it's the culmination of the whole story. I can't really tell you because it might spoil it for people that haven't seen it, but it is the clinching moment of quite a passionate and fiery relationship.
Do you actually consider North and South as being the start of your big break?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of certainly added to it. I've been building on previous work for a long time, been doing quite a lot of television in the past 4 years. But yeah, it's been one of the most fulfilling experiences for me. And I suppose publicly, it's been brilliant.
And quite a few big names in it as well.
Yeah,
You
great
weren't at all
cast.
starstruck, were you?
First day of the read through, walking into a room and seeing Sinead and Tim Pickett-Smith and Leslie Manville, I did have to kind of talk myself into a state of confidence, but yeah, it was brilliant to work with all those people.
Great character you played as well, John
Oh,
Thornton.
thank you.
Is there any of you in him?
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot of me in him. Obviously that's what brings an actor to a part and is the relationship that you have with the character. And I guess there's a lot of him that isn't like me, but there's as much of him that is.
Having a part like that as well, it got a lot of followers, there was a lot of people watching. It must change your working life and how you're perceived by a lot of people from there on. Do you get work a little easier now?
I get some. I've had nicer scripts to read, and probably a few more of them. It's early days yet, I think, to answer that. But yeah, I'm working and I'm busy, which is a brilliant thing. Yeah.
Not worried at all about being typecast perhaps in period dramas because, of course, also appeared in Malice Aforethought, which has been screened this week. Another period drama?
Yeah, I. Do you know what? It wouldn't worry me at all to be typecast in period drama. I really enjoy doing it. I mean, I guess after too many of them, then I'll be able to say, yeah, I want to do something contemporary now. But my next project is contemporary, so it looks like there's going to be quite a lot of contrast.
Oh, what is it? Can you tell us?
Yeah, it's called The Golden Hour, and it's about the helicopter emergency medical services which operate from Whitechapel in London, and they are a trauma team. That kind of fly to extreme accidents by helicopter and save a lot of lives. So start medical training next week for that.
Because you do go that one step further, don't you? Because for the rolling cold feet, did you do acro aerobics or something like that? Is that true?
Yeah, no, that's true. It kind of changed throughout the course of the script because it started off that he was an aqua aerobics teacher. So I thought, well, I've never done aqua aerobics and I'm not that comfortable in water, so I thought, well, I'll go and it was a pregnant team, a pregnant women's aquaerobics class that he taught. So yeah, I did went. I went and sat, worked in a pool with some pregnant women.
Enjoyable.
Embarrassing.
Well, it helped with your art.
Yeah. Well, that's I like getting out of away from the books and getting out on onto the street and doing something practical as research for a character. I think that has more impact for me.
And then, of course, you're going to do this medical training, as you say, for this new role.
Yeah.
Where's this happening?
I'm expecting to be going out shadowing the team of people around London, so that's going to be something monumental to remember.
Ideally for you, what would be your dream part? If I could say to you, okay, Richard, there you go, you can have a go at anything at all, which role would you like?
That's really difficult. I think probably a real person, a character, from a real life, a historic figure. I've always wanted to play Raskolnikov from Crime and Punishment, but I think that it's been done. But who knows?
You could add a twist to it, surely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to answer some of my my famous favourite five questions here.
Okay.
Whether you will or not, of course, is your choice. They're all quite simple, very straightforward. Your favourite TV programme, if you get a chance to sit down and watch?
It's 6 Feet Under.
Favourite subject to talk about when out with the lads? Be honest.
Oh, God, that's hard. politics?
I don't believe a single word of that. Your favourite tipple?
Vodka.
Your favourite place?
Rome.
And your favourite bad habit?
Probably picking my nose.
Well, I think that goes for most of the male population, really, doesn't it? Hey, listen, we do wish you luck with this new project, and we hope to see a little bit more of you on screen. I was reading a nudity section as well, by the way, on the internet, but I won't go into that one.
Thanks.
I think I'll go and see how many more Armitage Army members we've suddenly recruited while you've been on air with us. And will you promise me one thing?
Yeah.
You'll go and have a look at the website.
I will pluck up my courage, yeah.
And don't let the ego grow too big. Richard, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Val.